Fire Insurance.
Looks like the first Monday of April is on, the 4th of April, Monday, let's see, 4411.
That sounds like 4411. Oh, 4411.
4411.
Hike. Hey.
Hey, hi, Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Three burning questions before us as we get started this Monday. Koran burning, or we didn't have a Koran burning, I guess. The great pastor Terry Jones has put the Muslim holy book, the Koran, on trial at his church over the weekend, and the jury found that the book was guilty of crimes against humanity.
Uh-oh.
And the book was set afire.
Did they throw the book at it?
I don't know, but this guy is so stupid.
See, I'm confused.
His ego is so huge, and he's so stupid. He's just stupid. Stupid.
Isn't this the guy that last year threatened to do it, and then they gave him a car or something, and he decided not to?
Right. He's just an ignorant, stupid,
people. What happened that made him now go ahead and do it? And
I don't know. You tell me. 800-510-8255.
Remember, even the White House got involved last year to get him to not do it because they thought it would endanger our troops?
Right. Well, now the unrest has spread all over the place, not only, in places where we know that there are a lot of people who don't like us, but Afghanistan, where the soldiers are, which I think was the original, if I remember correctly now, Richie, going back, it was the original reason for trying to calm this guy down.
Right, exactly.
Because they didn't want to put our soldiers at more risk than
they were. He was on The Price is Right or something like that to settle him down.
He is a stupid little jerk. Stupid. He had a, this is the church is called the Dove World Outreach Center, had a mock trial of the Holy Book and then burned a copy a week or so ago. It was September 11th when he wanted to burn it last year, Richie.
Right.
So, I don't remember reading much or hearing much about this when he first did it, but then somehow or other the information got over to Afghanistanis, and violence erupted on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. 9 people have been killed in this demonstration. They attacked cars and businesses. I mean, they're just as nut. They're just as crazy on the other end. There's a discussion and a debate here, but unfortunately, we're dealing with ignorance on both sides. That's really the way this boils down. This guy, Jones, is an ignoramus. And he's cut from the same. He's exactly the same as Fred Phelps at the Westboro Baptist Church, using religion for their own agenda, if
personal
you will.
Gain, yeah.
Their own personal gain. They have, the small woo-woos, and that's what their problem is. Basically, it gets brought down to that. They want to show they're bigger and smarter or stronger or whatever. They need attention and affection. They're not getting it from anybody else. So this is their way of getting it. Any psychologist would tell you the same thing. So the fact that these people are as insecure as they are and they want to, anything to hate America, that's fine. Let's have demonstrations. Let's blow up cars. Let's kill people based on the kind of thinking that goes on in the minor mind of somebody like Jones. You just got to wonder what it is on both sides. And all this in the name of religion. Religion over the years done more good than harm. But certainly responsible for plenty of harm, and this circumstance is another example of it. And the fact that this guy's got so few people in his church, it's like Phelps, he's got 70 people there and that's it, right?
Yeah, something.
So they create all of this, and the news media
is an
unindicted co-conspirator to just spread this garbage around. And so and they fall for it, we fall for it, and we continue now. Am I doing a disservice by having even a conversation about this? Or do we need to know, is the service that we're providing by having this conversation a focus on what these minor minds come up with? And how people who run newspapers and who run television and radio programs. They get on the bandwagon here and make these people bigger than they are. The people who start these things get exactly what they want, given the compliance or complacency, if you will. I don't know what the right word is for the news media jumping on board. There's no real news here. This is manufactured. This is artificial. And then it creates other situations that are unpleasant at best. So we have our soldiers that ought not to be in Afghanistan anyway, put at risk by this guy going off on the deep end. It's more of the same. I think he's more dangerous than Fred Phelps is. With the end result, Fred Phelps is, I don't remember anybody from any of these protests getting killed. Do you? Is there anybody that, I don't remember his involvement in the funerals of these various people. Nobody's gotten killed. But what Jones has done has spread unrest, has created problems, and has created situations. Although, you can listen to some and say, well, the way they answer or handle it, then that's their problem. It's not our problem. But it still is unnecessary. What's the point? What are you telling people? What are they getting out of this? Anything?
So he did
what am
not,
I missing here?
He did not cancel it back in September. He suspended it.
Yeah. Who is he? Who is he to declare himself the linchpin of knowledge and information when it comes to this stuff?
Approximately 50 members in their congregation.
50 members. Brilliant. Yeah. So there were protests in, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4.
They're anti-homosexual, anti-Islamic.
Of course. They are everything. Yeah, right, yeah. And this in the name of Christianity. Those
right.
of you who are real
because
Christians.
Because God's all about doing
they have
that.
A sign on their lawn with big red letters that says, Islam is the devil.
Yeah, burn it down. Somebody
should
burn it down.
I just don't know why we can't. Why can't we just live and let live? And why
because
is that,
these people in their egos.
Several members of the congregation sent their children to school on the first day wearing T-shirts that said, Islam is the devil.
Yeah, brilliant. That'll help us along the line of trying to get along down the road.
Those kids are doomed.
Oh, my God. The ego of a jerk. Okay, so that's one item. We get started today. All right, let's see. What else do we have? We have, this is a more interesting story. Southwest Airlines has 30 planes that they found cracks in over the weekend after one of the older, these are older planes. These planes are about 30 years old, and they are the ones that are still brown. If you fly Southwest with any regularity,
there's
you'll know.
There's red and blue or there's brown.
No, there's no
on the outside.
There's purple. There's the most, the brightest and biggest. Go to the Southwest Airlines site and you'll see, Jennifer.
It's kind of like a bluey purple, though, isn't it?
The ones that keep showing on the news are blue and red.
Yeah, Ducky.
Yeah, it's blue. No,
blue and red.
Blue. It's purple. I'm sorry. It is purple. It is not blue. It's a purple
Maybe you're
blue.
Colorblind.
One of us is colorblind, and I'm looking at the picture, and it ain't me.
Yes, it is. It is
How
not a blue.
How can both think blue and red?
It's a purplish blue.
No,
I'm telling
look at the
you.
Website.
Right, look, no, are you going to argue this? I'm
yes.
telling you.
Yeah.
I'm looking at
Absolutely. Hold on.
Looking at the wrong
that
picture.
That blue is just, it's a little, it's
it is a purplish blue.
Blue.
It is not blue blue. It's not sky blue. It is purple
oh,
blue.
Lord. Uh-huh.
And there is a little red and a little else. What's the point? Here's the, what I'm trying to focus on is which planes are which. The ones that are mostly
well,
brown.
It
the
is
old...
purplish blue, isn't it? You know your colors there, Doug Steffen.
But it's not like, but it's not purple, like Laker purple.
It depends on the light.
It's purplish blue.
I see one here that looks like a blue to me.
Purplish blue.
Where did brown come from? I don't see any that are brown. Here's
brown is
like
the
Shamu.
Old Mesa. When they were the old Mesa brown.
Those are the ones you don't want to get in.
They were the
I
old
those,
ones,
yeah.
And those are the ones they haven't they've updated their fleet, and they continue to add. They're one of Boeing's biggest customers. They have 400, I think it's very close to 400 planes, and 30 of them are still the old 300s. The newer planes are 700s, and they're going to add 800s. So there are four models of the Boeing 737. The 300s are the oldest ones that they have, and they have stopped making them. They make now the 737 500, 700, and 800, which are one step up in terms of size. Each one of them has another row of seats in it. So the 700 has, 26 rows in it. The 800 has 27 rows. The 800, they're going to it can be an extended range plane. They're going to put some more of those on because they want to fly to Hawaii. Anyway, what's interesting about this is the fact that this speaks to the operation of the airline. I think it's kind of an interesting overview. And if you'll, I know that you guys, well, some of you do and some of you don't. You may find this interesting. Those of you who don't just buy a ticket and get on a plane and not worry about it, there are some interesting little sidelights to this story, and it goes back to when it was a Hawaiian Airlines plane. The whole roof, the front part of the plane, when they were jumping between islands, the 737, one of the early 737-100s, because of their exposure to the salt water, the planes have more stress in them, and the fact that they up and down land and take off, land, that's how Southwest runs the airline. Well, that was the same history of the plane the roof came off of back about 20 years or so ago. If you, Richie, go back, you can, I'm sure, dig this out. Find 737 loses its top, if you will, or something like that. It was Hawaiian Airlines, Aloha, as a matter of fact. It wasn't Hawaiian. It was Aloha. You see if you can find that and get the pictures out and compare those to what you find from the this current situation with Southwest. I think you'll find it pretty interesting. We've got to see if we can get some video.
Flight 243, Aloha Airlines between Hilo and Honolulu, April 28, 1988. A Boeing 737-200 serving its flight suffered extensive damage after an explosive decompression in flight. Yeah. It was able to land safely at Kahualulululi. Airport.
Hula hula.
Yeah. Maui,
65 passengers were
a couple
injured.
Of them went out the. I think a couple of them went out the roof though.
The only fatality was a flight attendant.
Flight attendant. Okay.
Who was blown out of the airplane. Bam. Yeah. Oh wow! Look at the picture of this thing.
Yeah.
Wow, that's more than a hole.
And compare it was
the whole
it peeled back.
The roof.
Yeah, it peeled off the section of the roof. Yeah.
Would you fly again if you were in something like that?
Sure.
You would?
Yeah, absolutely. 800-510-8255. Let's see. We have all kinds of enlightening things going on
this
already.
This is a convertible, man.
A convertible plane. Yeah. New design. 19 after on Good Day.
All they need is beanbag chairs.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have everything I need to keep my family healthy. Now they have price cuts to keep my savings healthy, too. Just look for the yellow price cut signs to save big on hundreds of items you need.
Side effects of price cuts include the condition known as smiling, laughing, and dancing in the aisles.
Happy Feet, coming through.
This week, get Puff Tissues for 87 cents and Listerine for $1.87 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I need mechanics I trust to keep my car up and running, and the Sears Auto Center's got them. They have ASE-certified technicians, so my car always gets expert maintenance from mechanics I can count on. April is National Car Care Month, and with winter behind us, we want to make sure you're ready to hit the road this spring. So come in now and save $40 on a spring maintenance package, plus save on all Michelin tires, and save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. Visit SearsAuto.com for more great deals. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Maestro Doug Steffen on the air for Monday morning, the 4th of April. Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden along with you and your thoughts. 800-510-8255. We're talking about the Southwest plane, a crack in its frame. Actually, it wasn't a crack in the frame. It was a crack in its in the skin, which showed the frame when the plane was examined. The federal records indicate the cracks had been found and repaired in this same plane a couple of years ago in the same spot where the hole broke open on Friday. Aircraft lost cabin pressure. I can imagine how terrifying that is. Can you imagine? Controlled descent. A 5-foot tear in the fuselage. That plane will be junked. They will not ever fly that plane again. They'll junk it. But still.
No kidding.
And hopefully.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, sometimes these things happen.
I can fix it, dude. My dad's got an ultimate set of tools.
So Southwest has grounded 80 planes that are from this era to carry out inspections on them. But one of the things that people don't realize, and maybe they don't have to or don't want to, but it's just sort of interesting anecdotal stuff how these things happen. These planes, Southwest, more than any other airline, is they use the planes harder than most anybody else. JetBlue is pretty good at using the planes around the clock, too, whereas the legacy airlines will be a little – like, for example, the other night when I came through the Tampa airport on it was Saturday night, the essence of what went on there is the airport's closed. 9:30 at night, everything's done. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you live in a West Coast city like Los Angeles, the airport really works around the clock.
Yeah, it never is closed.
Never sleeps. No, in fact, if you go down to LAX or the San Francisco airport, or you go even up to Port Moore, San Francisco, the planes that leave the so-called red-eye flights that are working, they'll go to Dallas. They'll pretty much go halfway across the country. So you'll leave at midnight from Los Angeles, and you'll be in Chicago at 6 a.m. because of a four-hour flight, and there's a two-hour time difference. Same thing with Dallas, that kind of stuff. So they keep them going all the time, but not to the extent that...
Yeah, we don't have any really of that here in the D.C. area.
No, you don't, because you're going the other way.
Down, 11 o'clock,
right.
Boom.
Done.
10 o'clock.
So there's that. Now, one of the things that make travelers uncomfortable today is finding out what's happened as the research continues. Remember the Air France plane that went down a couple of years ago in the Atlantic?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they finally had the fourth attempt, the fourth try at trying to find this plane. They found it. And over the weekend, the folks from Woods Hole Oceanographic really pretty, they really have done a great job, frankly. They've found the wreckage of the plane, and what they're finding isn't something that they want to see, apparently. They're able to put together enough pieces of information so that they're speculating now on what actually happened. And I don't know how they find this with the information, but what they're saying is that the plane went through a storm and lost altitude. The storm kicked off. How do you, I mean, who knows how they figured this out, but they figured out, excuse me, that the autopilot went off. The pilots, somehow or other, because the sensors on the plane that determine what your height, you know, what your 30,000 feet, 40,000 feet, wherever you are, got frozen. So the pilots didn't know where they were. The plane gradually went down and ended up in the drink.
This is the one that you said in South America that pilots won't fly into, right, because they don't speak English? No.
No, this no.
That was between France and where?
This was from Rio to Paris.
Okay.
And with the planes, they go directly across the Atlantic from Rio so that they hit the coast of Africa, and then they just go up. So off the coast of Africa, this plane went down, if I remember correctly. But what they're saying is that the somehow or other the plane's sensors got frozen, and it couldn't tell how high it was, and so the plane kept going down, 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 finally crashed into the ocean.
Mm.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Puff Tissues for 87 cents and Listerine for $1.87 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Fact. When pain keeps you up at night, Advil PM gives you a better night's sleep than Tylenol PM. That's because Advil PM lets you spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and helps you enjoy more time asleep. Fact. Advil PM is non-habit forming. Know the facts. When aches and pains keep you from getting the rest you need, make Advil PM your number one choice for a better night's sleep.
Brands are trademarks of their respective owners. Use as directed.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Here we go. The spring break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. Better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of Fat Burners for just $99. Spring into health for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
sunny, if you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Insurance.
Good day. Time is 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Rich on our Monday program. We were talking, if you're just joining us in the last half hour, about the this idiot, the minister of the church in Florida, Terry Jones, who burned the Koran and all of the nonsense that goes with these people who just don't get it. The religion... Looking at today's USA Today, it's interesting how much ink and paper is devoted to religion, arguments about religion. I had not understood this to be the case. I thought this thing had been put to rest, but apparently it hasn't. Remember the story of the lady who was the teacher in Chicago, I believe it was. She was Muslim, and she asked for... time off. First, she asked for paid leave so she could go to the Hajj. Most of those of you who don't know even what the Hajj is, H-A-J-J, the Hajj is the annual pilgrimage of Muslims to Mecca. So this lady had started her job at a middle school. It was Berkeley, Illinois. That's it. Her name is Sephora Khan.
I love Sephora. Sephora Khan,
she asked for 19 days of unpaid leave to go to the Hajj, and the school district said no. So she had to choose between her religion and her job. She chose her religion, and she went to Mecca and was fired or quit, whatever, either or both of those. So when she came back, she got with a lawyer and filed a religious discrimination suit at the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. That was in December of last year. The Justice Department is now looking at this. Interestingly enough, the Justice Department, the EOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, is part of the federal government. They have filed a suit on her behalf, charging this school district with violation of the Civil Rights Act by failing to reasonably accommodate her religious beliefs and practices. What do you think of that? 800-510-8255. So the usual yada yadas on both sides, the gas bags on one side attacking the lawsuit as politically motivated. We have your friend there, Richie Gary Bauer, who's one of the bigger gas bags, president of the Family Research Council. Yeah.
He's the guy who ran for president once, and he tried to do a pancake flipping thing, and he fell off the stage. Remember, he threw the pancake in the air and then went back and up and catch it.
That's the kind of credibility we're talking about. Here's big-time credibility.
I love that.
He's the one who says this is the Obama administration yet falling into the influence of fringe elements. If anybody's a fringe element person, it's Gary Bauer. Anyway, this is so much. These things could be so easily... stopped. So what is there that is so difficult? Why would the school system fire this woman? Why wouldn't they just say, okay, you're not going to get paid, we'll find... And in fact, if they really thought it through, or if somebody wasn't a prejudiced so-and-so in the school department, whoever made the final decision, you can hire, if you're not paying her, and she agreed to go without being paid, and you hire a substitute teacher, it saves money. It saves you. If you have a substitute teacher, they're usually paid about half to three-fifths of what a regular teacher on the per diem. I remember when I was substitute teaching, when I first got out of college, I got $104 a day. And the average teacher's pay, I believe, was $200 a day at that time. I think the average first-year teacher was $36,000. You figure it out, divided by 180, and you get $200 a day. So $100 was the pay for... why do these people fall into these traps? If for no other reason, that's the end of the discussion as far as I'm concerned. You pay a substitute, so they say, well, it would disrupt the classes. It's the beginning of school, for God's sakes. Well, how much is going to be disrupted? You know, it's just you fall into these, or people fall into these things. So now the civil rights lawyers are all over this. And what it does is create more negativism aimed at the Muslim teacher and the Quran, and it just gives them, I don't know. I don't get it. I honestly, what am I missing here? How is this any different from Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, or any of the Jewish holidays, or any other religious holiday? We're off at Christmas for 2 weeks. But we don't make people go to school, though, then, because we have more Christians than anything else, so therefore we follow the traits, the tendencies of those who are Christian, and I can hear those people yammering now, well, it's a Christian, it's a Judeo-Christian country. There was an employee who asked for Saturdays off. He used to work for TWA back in the 70s, mm-hmm. asked for Saturdays off because he was a member of the Seventh-day Adventists. They have Saturday as their holy day, right? And
yes.
Jewish religion, Saturday. Some people have Saturdays. And TWA said, no, you can't have Saturday off. And so he sued him and yada, yada. I mean, this is how much this has changed. Do you know, most people who have worked for the airline for any number of years know there's no such thing as holidays. If you're, according to your seniority, if your seniority is so little, you're going to work on Christmas, you're going to work New Year's, you're going to work Thanksgiving, you're going to work when I'm... My sister still does. My sister, who's worked for Northwest Now Delta for 27 years in total, I think she worked for them for 7 years before she had her family. She's been working for them 21 years since she went back to work for them. And there hasn't been a Christmas that's gone by that I can remember that she hasn't worked.
Wow.
And
really?
Yeah.
Every Christmas she works?
She worked, and I think she chooses to at this point.
It might be easier.
Yeah, right. If you really don't get it, then you're going to you get into jobs, circumstances, you get into the law is clear how this is, or at least it has been. I think it's a little foggy now. I don't understand why it would be a question. I really don't. And so... now this the whole district is in an uproar, and we've got the lawsuit that's going, and then we've got more hoopla with the unrest spreading in Afghanistan because of Terry Jones. What does all this accomplish? Somebody please, what am I missing here? Am I missing something? What am I missing? Anybody? anybody.
Well, you are. That's the thing.
Everybody wants their recognition.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so you got recognition. So then what? What happens after that?
Some people don't want to give it.
I don't know. Bunga bunga.
But the good news is it's Monday, Dougie.
Yeah. It is. That's true. Yeah. Okay, here's some good
and
news.
And it's getting warmer.
It is, yep. Spring has sprung. The grass is risen.
Sprung.
I wonder where my girlfriend is.
Yep.
Ooh.
Remember that old? You remember that? You don't remember that. Jennifer, you don't have that in your experience? Huh?
Florida.
You could change it. Let's see. What is it? Orange and... No, I'm not going to go through that one. Here's something that's good, though. I want you to know about what some women are saying about night skin. Ready?
Ready.
Yes.
All right. This lady was... her name is Marie. She's in Colorado. She says, nothing I've ever used prior to this has shown quite as dramatic a result as using night skin. Everything it promised and then some. Here's Carol in Alabama who writes, I found it to be far superior to even expensive skincare products. And that's one of the things about night skin. It isn't expensive, but the best thing about getting involved in night skin is that it's free. The very first bottle of night skin, when you call 800-607-7078, is absolutely free. You don't have to pay for it. It's not a gimmicky supermarket cream. It has all of the things that you need to moisturize and freshen up your skin during your nighttime rest. Night skin reduces the appearance of wrinkles all over your face, corner of your mouth especially, and the forehead and all that. Those areas where you have those fine lines, some of the deep forehead lines, the creases by your mouth. Night skin turns back the clock by supporting your natural collagen production. And it's free for you. Calling 800-607-7078 right now. You'll pay a small shipping and handling charge. That's it. When you're calling that number, after you talk to the operator about night skin, ask about Tautenol. You've heard me talk about Tautenol, what it does to protect the skin, the elements, sun, wind, all the harshness that happens, especially during the warm, hot weather months or in warm climes around the country. And in the wintertime, same thing. So take advantage of the Tautenol specials that they have at 800-607-7078 and also the night skin product that will help you look younger and actually look your best. That's what you want. You always want to look your best. 800-607-7078 for your free bottle now.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Cabrio washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Birthday parties are a milestone in your child's life, whether you keep them small or have a big bash. From chocolate cake smeared bibs to grass and dirt covered clothes, everyone has photos that capture a truly unforgettable and messy moment from their child's first birthday. Now you can submit these photos for the chance to win the ultimate children's birthday party without any of the stress. Jennifer Gilbert, Chief Visionary Officer of Save the Date, an award-winning event planning company, has more.
Birthday parties are all about fun, and as a mom of three, I know that fun for kids usually involves getting dirty. I'm excited to be working with the makers of Arm & Hammer Power Gel for their first birthday to celebrate these messy birthday party moments. But don't worry about the mess. The unique gel formula powers out stains for a deep-down clean, leaving party clothes spotless.
Share a photo and a stain story caption at PowerGelParty.com now through June 15th for your chance to win the ultimate kids' birthday party, valued up to $5,000.
You know, when my youngest went off to college, I thought now I'd have plenty of time to travel, see friends, and live an active life again. What I didn't expect was waking up throughout the night, sometimes 3 or 4 times, to go to the bathroom, not to mention the embarrassing accidents during the day. That's when I started using Better Woman, the all-natural, clinically tested herbal supplement that's helped thousands of women just like me regain control and freedom. With Better Woman, I don't have to worry where the next bathroom is. I sleep much better and have more energy. It's even helped my mood swings. Best of all, it's all natural, no known side effects. Call 800-701-7040 or visit betterwomannow.com to receive a free bonus bottle. That's 1-800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Thanks to Better Woman, I feel like my younger self again. That's 800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Better Man is also available for men.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, it's 13 before the hour. 800. Excuse me. We were talking about some of the fun we had yesterday. I was setting things up here, and I called Bob, who is my general manager, and somehow Rich was at Bob's house, and he answered the phone.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think they meet behind our back all the time.
Doug's like, yeah. I called Bob. What are you doing answering the phone? I said, I'm at Bob's house. What do you want?
Did you get confused?
He just started laughing.
What's so laughable about this is Bob's in San Francisco and Richie's in Washington. Anyway, so here's this. There's another one of these religion things. The Muslim teacher in the lawsuit and this idiot Jones burning the Koran. And now there are people who are upset. I don't even begin to understand this. There's a new museum that has been opened to take a look at the Bible from the historical side, not from the religious side.
Ooh, that's neat.
And I think it's a wonderful idea because it's a very important part of history.
Yeah,
as are all
of
these other.
Yeah, it's very cool.
The Quran is and the Torah, all of these things are important parts of history. But the religionists are upset because they feel like we are being disrespectful. We, I don't know, whoever put this museum together, disrespectful. Because it has, it's a high-tech kind of a thing. It isn't, you know, just pick up the Bible and read it. It takes a lot of the Roman Catholic influence. It takes the Protestant part of it, the Jewish, you know, the Old Testament is Jewish. I don't know how many people, do you even know that? The Old Testament wasn't the Christian read on events. The Old Testament was done, they were all Jews. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, all the people that had...
Yeah, they were there before input. Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Well, they weren't necessarily before, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right, so now there's this this wonderful way of understanding what the historical biblical manuscripts are all about, and some of the so-called purists are upset because, including the Vatican and some of the more fundamental protectors, if you will, of the Bible. But I don't even begin to get it. What am I missing here? Again, I've asked that question 3 times this hour already. What are we missing here in all of this hoopla?
So they're upset. Why? Because it's...
Universities, 30 universities have sent scholars from around the world to look at the Bible in this new high-tech museum. And the people who are the fundamentalists say, no, this isn't right. The people that are taking this apart make the Bible out to be a soap opera, and they're ignoring the spiritual parts of it. You know, there was a lot of human drama that went into the writing of the Bible. You know that, right? There's a tremendous amount of drama. The Bible would make a great soap opera if you really took it apart and applied some of the stories in there there is the soap opera. What would be the best? How about Mary Magdalena and her friends.
As the liturgy turns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like sands of the...
desert.
Desert.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are the times of our lives.
Yeah. Anyway, the translation, it's called the Creation Museum. It's in Petersburg, Kentucky, Richie, if you want to check it out. And that's the story of Too Much Religion on Good Day, 51 past the hour.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Directed.
Fifty-three after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Monday the 4th of April. And it's time now for us to spend a little bit of our well-intentioned time in helping you out. The pranks last Friday, April Fool's Day, some of them were on the Internet. They were pretty interesting. Alex Goldfain, our technology tailor, will review the top spoofs, the top April Fool pranks on the Internet next year on Good Day.
I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx. We are proud sponsor of March of Dimes, March for Babies. Helping babies has been an easy decision for FedEx for the past 30 years. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives, and we will continue to fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are working together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
April Fool's was on Friday, and I'm here to review the best Internet April Fool jokes of the day, thanks to the New York Times' David Pogue, who rounded these up in his blog. First, Google put up a page for a new service called Google Motion, complete with instructional videos that let you control Gmail with your body. Not bad. If you went to Hulu, the popular Internet streaming website, you'd think it was 1995. The site featured shows like X-Files prominently, and the photos, effects, and fonts felt like a decade and a half ago. Oh, and the Good Morning America segment said, "This is not a bad dream. Banks are thinking of charging fees for ATM withdrawals." Ha, ha. On eBay, somebody had nothing listed for sale. Starting bid was $1. Hope you had a great April Fool's Day. Listen to all Technology Tailor Minutes for free online at techtailorminute.com. I'm Alex Goldframe.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
These days, keeping up with the Joneses isn't such a good thing if it means digging yourself into a deep hole.
But with Rent-A-Center, staying out of deep debt is easy.
Because there are never any interest charges that keep adding up.
And if you need to stop, you can.
So you'll never get in over your head.
Right now, get a special price on Whirlpool Carrier washers and dryers. Rent to own with no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit barracuda.com/flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's barracuda.com/flex.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, the folks who are hardworking men and women who keep our country going, how do you say thanks to the tradesmen that help to make our country move ahead? Brian Osich has more on a new contest that does, frankly, just that.
Whether they're plumbers, contractors, or carpenters, America's tradesmen put a roof over our heads, build our schools, and make sure our lights stay on. Fan favorite NASCAR driver Jamie McMurray is working with Irwin Tools to show America's tradesmen our appreciation. And he says, now's your chance to do the same.
Tradesmen keep America running strong. Just by saying thank you to one today, you could win a VIP race experience for two to one of the most popular weekends in NASCAR, the Irwin Tools Night Race at Bristol Motor Speedway.
McMurray says it could also win you a cool million.
Just visit Irwin.com to enter. The pole position grand prize includes the VIP weekend in Bristol, Tennessee from August 25th to the 28th, round-trip airfare, luxury RV accommodations, and 2 days of exclusive at-track hospitality are included. Best of all, if I win the Irwin Tools Night Race, you could also win $1 million in cash.
For more, the website again is Irwin.com. That's Newsbreak from Irwin Tools.
May I invite you to visit DougSteffen.com? One of our tools here on the program is to help you understand more thoroughly not only some of the things that we talk about directly, but some of the indirect things that are part of what we consider to be important happenings, the good, the bad, the ugly. Take a look, for example, at the video of the day today, some strange lights over a Colorado city. Let you see if you can, there's no audio with this.
Right.
But the question is it a UFO? It's always what comes up. Whenever there are strange lights over any of our cities, is this yet another visitor from another planet about to drop off some passengers? So maybe that we'll see some new people in Colorado. What do you think? Will they be yellow? Will they be white? It could be black.
I want them to be pink.
Pink people?
Yes.
Right. Or blue, purplish blue, like the Southwest Plains.
Yeah, fashion. Yeah.
Pretty in pink. Anyway, kind of neat to see. Everybody speculates on what this stuff is. Who knows? How about you? Fun to kind of look at them. Anyway, so check out the video today. A lot of other great things, too, when you're doing your email. But check out all the things. You can connect with us and follow us on Facebook as well. DougSteffen.com.